It's America Weekend, my friend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold. Very glad to be back with you. I have some news I'd like to discuss that comes out of Canada.
Okay. I like Canada, you know.
I didn't know that. The whole country, you're in favor? Thumbs up on Canada?
I think it's a country of earnest people. They're earnest.
Okay.
They mean well.
Well, good. Then this, you provided a great backdrop for this
okay.
story.
All right, tell me.
We have a coach of an inner city youth sports program. He's been the coach for 20 years. Every year at the end of the season, for the whatever the hockey or the basketball season, they have sort of an award ceremony where they give out real and joke awards.
And where in Canada are we?
Oh, boy.
Because it's a big country.
Yeah, I know. I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll find out.
Okay. It's some West Broadway, it says, but I think that's very local. I can't tell you. We're in Canada. Anyway, so he was doing his awards, and he gave out, as one of the joke awards, the Crybaby Award.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave it out to an 8-year-old boy.
Okay.
Who, presumably, was a crybaby. And not only do you get the award and the certificate, you also were sent home with a bag of diapers and a pacifier.
Ooh.
Okay?
He was serious.
Yes. This kid really was a crybaby, apparently. Well, somebody posted the certificate online, one of his family members, and Canada went bonkers. People went apoplectic, the entire country, for the coach, calling out the coach for bullying the child.
Okay.
And he got criticized, even though he's a beloved coach. He's been the coach for 20 years. The child himself, the 8-year-old boy, did not feel humiliated by the award because he knew it was a joke award, and he probably really knew he was a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
The mother of the child, also not upset by the award, but everybody else. And the coach had to issue an apology, and there was some talk of him being removed as the coach.
Wow.
And because social media got a hold of it. And the argument, I guess, centers around this. If a kid doesn't feel bullied, is it bullying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking.
That's like a tree falling in the forest.
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Yeah. And was this joke over the line?
Okay. If a kid doesn't feel bullied, is it bullying? I would say that the person who is the awardee of the bullying,
mm-hmm.
the so-called bullying, if they don't feel bullied, then I don't believe it's bullying.
Right. And I don't think anybody else should call it out for bullying you. People love to get offended on behalf of someone else,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this, good for the award. I'm all for it. I think every team should have a crybaby award because there is always someone on the team that's a big baby. And this is a problem. If someone, if they can't handle the truth as a kid, they're going to grow up to be a 40-year-old crybaby,
mm-hmm.
unless somebody intervenes and lets them know what's wrong
so
with them.
So he was doing a public service for this child.
I think so. And these are joke awards. Our camp, I went to camp years and years ago, and they used to pass out a, quote, totally useless award
mm-hmm.
to the camper who was the most totally useless. And I remember distinctly around the campfire, the person got up and accepted it proudly because it was a joke.
Right.
And they knew it was a joke. And they also knew there was some truth to it as well. So I think the real joke awards are when everybody on the team gets a trophy. Everybody's a winner.
Right.
To me, that's the true joke, is that there's no distinction between actual winners and non-winners.
But they want to be inclusive of everybody, especially when they're kids, right? So the question is, should there even be awards? I mean, maybe they should just abolish the awards because it's now getting ridiculous.
Oh, no,
what's an award?
No, if you're the MVP, you should be awarded for your effort.
But if everybody's getting an award,
well, then it's useless.
Then it's a useless award.
Right, but in this case, the good players get a great award. The ridiculous players get a crybaby award. I think it's perfectly fine. Lighten up, people. Lighten up, parents. Lighten up, bullying vigilantes out there. Everything is not bullying. We're all looking at everything through the prism of, is it possible bullying?
And not only that, it's the cell phone. Mm-hmm. It's the smartphone that is capturing every conversation for everybody else to hear, and privacy is gone.
Right.
And
right.
So
congratulations, Crybaby Award winner. I tip my hat to you.
I want one. It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold. Thanks for coming along.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
They don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days. injuries.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today, an American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Eight people got killed. It went on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle.
What?
He fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Sportster chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Still immature.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Is the internet making you stupid? Yes, according to author Nicholas Carr.
In his book, The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains, he cites research which shows that the internet is changing how our brains work.
We see a lot of information, but we struggle to fully comprehend it. How can you maintain your ability to be a big thinker?
Don't go to bed with new technology. Set a real alarm clock rather than using the alarm on your phone.
Then you won't be tempted to surf the net.
You know how that goes. You jump from site to site. Next thing you know, an hour has passed. An hour you could have been sleeping.
So ditch the technology at the bedroom door to give your brain the break it needs. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.